Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Scheman and Shepard.
That boy's good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Well, hello, hello, hello. On a Tuesday, I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepard. We're Scheman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Big show for you today. We told you so. Urban Meyer going to step down after the Rose Bowl and quote-unquote retire. We'll discuss what we think that means as the show goes on. We will carry the Ohio State press conference live, which is due to start in minutes. Adam Schefter will join us to talk all things NFL. Normally at 4 o'clock, we've rescheduled him. He'll be at 3:30 today, and we'll have a lot of open phones on all these topics. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. You can follow me at Twitter, at CraigESPN. You can follow Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. Well, Pete, we told him so. Here we are.
Well, you know, we kind of thought this was going to happen. In fact, no, this was not a surprise. It happened, broke this morning about 10 past 7, quarter past 7, I think, around there. And it was great because I just got up about 15, well, actually, it was up about a half hour before that, 40 minutes or so. But not surprised at all. Urban Meyer saying is recently, what, his last week that he was hanging around till after next season. And
but he never said where, did he?
Oh, no, I never said where, all that BS. But if he goes into a diatribe today, and there's no question, and I totally disagree with Stephen A. who was on earlier, one of the biggest reasons why he is stepping down, probably health is number one, okay? Health is probably right up there. But by his account, the lack of support from the administration at Ohio State. And I don't know why he has the nerve. I think his ego got in the way. We said this was going to happen.
Yeah.
He kind of said it when what's his name? Was it Dan? Who was it? Dan, who did the initial interview with him on ESPN. Asked him flat out about did he think he received enough support from the administration. This was after the Zach Smith stuff had been ongoing. And he said basically he left out the word, were they being fair? And then the guy interviewing me said, were they fair? And he looked at him and he said, yeah, it's fair. Meaning that, he enabled Zach Smith all along. Shouldn't have happened. And that, without a doubt, that was definitely a factor in all of that. A big factor in all of this. It might have been a big factor in why they didn't get into the college football playoff.
Tom Rinaldi.
Look,
thank you.
And here's the other thing. Again, he never answered things. This, as you said, as recently as last week. Are you going to coach next year? Are you going to say, I plan on coaching next year? He never said at Ohio State. I have telegraphed this whole time. I've said, look, I think he's going to use the health as an excuse to get out of his contract and retire. We've seen this act before at Florida. I never believe a word that comes out of his mouth. And so I think this is temporary. I think he's stepping down. And I think I've always said, I think his next stop, by the way, is going to be the Cleveland Browns. That's just me. Although Bovada has that as some big-time odds right now. That's what they think as well.
I think we have to wait and see how serious this cyst is on his brain and all that stuff.
Well, he's been dealing with it for 10 years.
Well, yeah, but not as bad. But this is the worst that we know. We've seen it. At least we've seen it a lot on camera. I mean,
I think it's enhanced. Let's make an excuse to get out of here. Maybe that makes me a bad person to think that. But he has lied so many times before.
No, but you can't deny him going down to one knee on the field. I don't think that was enhanced. So I do think I think his wife, his children, and maybe even more his grandchildren are going to try to talk him out of ever coaching again. I think if you're any doctor out there with any common sense, you can see. And Tom Rinaldi was saying, no, the only gear that Urban Meyer has is fifth gear. I understand all that. I get all that. But the toll of what happened, how he enabled Zach Smith, all the minutia that's gone on behind the scenes, it has nothing to do with football, the pressure, his belief that the administration did not support him enough. And more importantly, his family. I don't know. He may never coach. He may not coach again. It depends on will he let his ego get in the way?
Well, I think he was indignant at that press conference. I think there's still a lot to it that he was very ticked off about the suspension. And we'll go to that press conference in just a few minutes. Not quite yet. Gene Smith, the athletic director, is up there right now. Unless you want to go to
I think we should. I'd like to hear what Gene Smith has to say.
Gene Smith, let's see what he has to say. The athletic director at Ohio State.
To have an opportunity to recognize a coach and a family who's done such a tremendous job for our student athletes and Buckeye Nation and our community, but also to welcome in a new leader. First and foremost, I want to thank our president, Michael Drake. I want to thank our trustees. I want to thank my colleagues on the president's cabinet for supporting us in this process that we're going through right now. I want to thank the football players who were notified this morning for their great work and congratulate them on their Big Ten championship and wish them the best in the Rose Bowl. I can still vividly recall the day I met Shelly and Urban in a meeting room in a hotel in Atlanta to invite them to be a part of Buckeye Nation. That time was filled with promise. We knew we were getting an elite coach. And when he went 12-0 in the first season, we realized Urban was really going to be a game changer. What Urban has brought to Buckeye Nation by far exceeded expectations. Not only has he elevated the quality and status of our program, but his presence has elevated Big Ten football. To compete with Urban coach teams, the Big Ten colleagues have had to elevate their programs. Urban has a very, very special gift. He is an elite coach, and his Ohio State teams excel both on and off the field. And I emphasize off the field. He is a brilliant leader of men. His command of football strategy is second to none. He is a tireless recruiter and an innovator in creating programs for student athletes beyond the field. The Real Life Wednesdays program is certainly an elite program. A hallmark of great leadership is to leave a program better than you found it. There's little doubt that Urban has done that. Buckeye Nation is deeply grateful for the peak experiences we have all had cheering for his magnificent teams. Shelly and Urban are also leaders in this community, especially Shelly. They are called upon often to donate their time and resources, and they have always stepped up to do that. While we have enjoyed an incredible run, I also recognize the toll that it takes. I support Urban in his desire to step aside as our head coach and contribute to Buckeye Nation in a different way in the years ahead. We're grateful to Urban and Shelly and their family for all they have given us. They are exemplary people and professionals. We're indebted to them for their contributions to Ohio State and our community and thank them for all that they have done. I look forward to working with Urban in his new capacity. You'll soon get your new goals and objectives in your new capacity. As together we seek to maximize the potential of our 30 head coaches and 68 assistant coaches and over 1,000 student athletes that we're all blessed to serve. And fortunately, Shelly, I hope, continues to plan to serve as an adjunct professor, a faculty member in the College of Nursing, where students every day are thrilled to learn from her expertise. I haven't talked to her about that. I hope that's true. And so I want to thank them both personally and professionally. I can't begin to share with you the bond that has grown, particularly between me and Urban. So this is professional as an athletic director, but personal as a friend. We've had great conversations. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and my family's heart, but also on behalf of Buckeye Nation. You rocked it, brother. You did what we talked about. So thank you so much. Urban Meyer.
That was Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State. Urban Meyer is set to retire after the Rose Bowl. You're listening to it live on 99.3 ESPN.
I'll be relatively brief, and I want to start off by wishing my grandson, Troy, a happy second birthday today. So that's why we're all here. And so make sure Troy is aware of that, okay? I'm honored to have represented my home state and this great university the past seven seasons. I want to thank Buckeye Nation, our students and faculty, our state high school coaches, Gene Smith for giving me this opportunity, my awesome family, and most importantly, our staff and student athletes for all they've done during this time. My goal has always been to make this one of the premier and most comprehensive programs in America. It has always been a goal to see a healthy, strong program handed to an elite coach in person to make it even better. And I want to congratulate Ryan Day and his family. We've worked extremely hard to make the great state of Ohio, the university community, including our alumni and former players, and Buckeye Nation very proud. I look forward to working with our staff and players in preparing to play Washington in the Rose Bowl. It's always been a dream of mine and many of our coaches and players to compete in the Rose Bowl, and it's going to be an honor to represent the Big Ten Conference in that game. Thank you very much.
That's it. Urban Meyer now stepping away from the podium after his announcement. Gene Smith back at the podium.
Ari Wasserman wasn't too far off when he made the speculation that Ryan Day would be our next coach. Where you at, Ari? Where you at, man? Well, nice job. Got that little crystal ball thing going on. You weren't too far off.
I can't take it.
But we're fortunate to welcome Ryan Day into our head coaching family.
I mean, I'm getting a cavity listening to this.
Will be unbelievable assets to our leadership team and your three beautiful children that I'm sure Ryan's going to introduce.
Great, wonderful.
And there's nothing new there to talk about,
that's it.
Right?
Not even the questions. Never, no questions from the media.
Questions, I'll
nothing.
Keep an ear open.
Yeah.
But,
Urban Meyer didn't even mention in his statement that he's stepping down. I mean, the athletic
what
director
what is this new capacity?
I don't.
What is this new capacity? Let me guess. A special, very special consultant, which means he gets to go play in some, you know, bleeping around in some charity golf tournaments over the next few months. That's what that means.
Gene Smith said that Urban is elite. He'll have some sort of new capacity with the university. His wife will, and he is stepping
down.
Man,
there is 7 minutes of my life that I will never get back.
But Urban Meyer never even mentioned anything. What did Urban Meyer say other than it was his grandson's second birthday?
Happy birthday, Troy.
He always he loved being part of an elite program or making an elite program. And Ryan Day will be the new head coach starting January 2nd after the Rose Bowl. Urban's looking forward to going to the Rose Bowl and taking out Washington, and then he steps aside.
Here's what I want to know.
What the hell was that?
Ohio State released some of the documents that its special committee used in its investigation, including text messages that raised doubt about how forthcoming Meyer was when the news of Smith's past transgressions first came, Zach Smith, that is, to light this summer. 3 months after completing its investigation, Ohio State has not yet shared the bulk of the public records generated during its investigation. And a university spokesman said last week the school was still reviewing the material to make sure any private information was not shared. The report also indicated that Meyer used medication that affected his memory, which we know. As Meyer did say, though, said that his health issues did not affect his coaching when asked about that medication in early September.
All right.
What a farce.
All right, Ryan Day is now stepping up. Is this even worth listening to?
It's going
to
be a love fest about Urban
Let's
Meyer.
Let's listen to 30 seconds. See
keep
our
mics
I want to
open.
Thank President Drake, the Board of Trustees, and Gene Smith for this opportunity and for naming me the 25th head coach at The Ohio State University. Gene and Sheila, there's a reason this is the best athletic department in America, and it's because of your leadership. I want to thank Urban Meyer and Shelley. I can't put words into what you've done for me and my family. I've learned so much from you on a daily basis and will forever be in debt to you. Your legacy will live on here forever. You can now sit in the box and yell at us for either going for it or not going for it on fourth down, too. I want to thank my family back home in Manchester, New Hampshire. I got a lot of them.
All right,
that's where Nina and I both grew up.
We're going to keep our eyes on this.
He's a Chip Kelly disciple. He would coach with Chip when he was at UNH, I believe. So
I think he was with Chip in the pros. I think
he started with him at UNH.
All right, we're going to keep an eye on this. I'm curious to see if the next phase would involve any Q&A with the media that has assembled for this. I cannot believe that that would be all Urban Meyer would say. Virtually nothing at the time that he was up. Look, I'm not trying to be a loudmouth, contrarian, negative, you know, criticizing everything on radio.
Being a realist.
I'm telling you, 35 years of seeing these things, this is the most bizarre step down, retirement I've ever seen.
I want to know what his new positions go. How come Gene Smith didn't elaborate on these new capacities?
Well,
he said capacities three times. He also said the same thing
about Shelley, and it appears to me that Gene Smith and Shelley have not spoken because he wasn't even sure if she was going to stay on in the nursing school.
Said he had to talk to her about that. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. What a yuck fest this was. This should be a lead on Saturday Night Live this week. You know, just play this. Anybody need to go to a dentist? After, I mean, it was beyond syrupy. I felt like somebody dumped a pound of sugar onto my teeth.
Wow.
But you know what? When you take a look at how they operate, it's not totally unexpected. And they're probably not the only school that would handle things like this the same way. It's why it's such a dirty, filthy business.
I don't know, Pete.
Oh, man.
I mean, the day that Nick Saban retires, he's going to go in front of a microphone and say, hey, I've had enough. I'm going to step down. I'm proud of what I did.
Oh, no, that I agree with. That part I agree with. But
none of that from Urban today?
Nothing.
Well, no, Urban said he was proud of the school. And then they just walked away from the podium.
Is this going to be like... in a weird way, like when Parcells stepped down from the Jets, but was kind of in the background, which is why Belichick didn't want to stay there and ultimately left. Is he going to be hovering? Because Day just said you can yell at us from up in the press box. This guy's going to be on campus.
He's going to be football coach emeritus.
He's going to be that guy. He's going to be. I'm telling you. You think I'm making it up? Okay, I might have added a couple of extra specials. He's going to be the special assistant. Guaranteed. He's got some fake title, and he'll be up in the press box. And if you're Ryan Day, I don't want Urban Meyer hovering over my shoulder. Uh-uh. I don't care what he's done for him.
Uh-uh.
That is disaster.
716 wow. Texting in, did somebody die? LOL, if that's funny. 716, happy birthday, Troy. 239, wow, what a tearjerker.
I don't care.
Wow. I'm stunned, and I'm not making it up for the purpose of talk radio. I am absolutely stunned. This is not what I expected today.
I expected
him to come out and say, look, my health, my family, it's time for me
How
to step down.
How about some remorse, some contriteness, anything?
Oh, I did not expect that.
Nothing?
No.
Not Ryan even Day fake minutia?
He's going to run multiple fronts for his defense.
Oh, great.
And make everything simple for the players.
He just said that.
Does that mean Urban Meyer made it
hard?
Yeah,
I'm still listening over here. I mean, we're really not missing anything.
No, I don't think we are.
Are you as shocked as I am that that was nothingness from Urban Meyer?
I expected more than 45 seconds, yeah.
I expected the media to be able to ask him a couple questions.
He has not even acknowledged that he's stepping down, even though we know he is. And he said nothing about that. We're all just here to get together. Celebrate his 2-year-old grandson's birthday.
Want to know what the capacities are? What does that mean? Capacities.
I am flummoxed.
Flummoxed? He's going to be sitting in the press box, hovering over Ryan Day. Like the great Gazoo, as Gabe Marinci always says. Urban Meyer is now Gazoo.
Okay. Ryan Day is stepping down. They're all leaving. Okay.
Right, now we go up to
now we're leaving the podium and we're going over to a three.
Okay, now let's see if we can get something out of this
chair table. Let's go back to this.
Chris,
here comes the Q&A. All right, let her rip.
Let's see if we can go to this live. This Q&A going on up here.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say? I got 8 different people talking to me right now.
Let's play it.
Okay.
Everyone, a question to each of these 3 men. So we'll open up here on the far left with Dave.
Hi, Gene. Dave Biddle from 24/7 Sports over here.
Where? Oh, right here. Sorry, Dave.
Oh, that's fine. Some fans have asked why not conduct a national search, but I imagine if you feel like you found your guy, you found your guy. But can you speak to that? Why not conduct a national search?
You answered it. No, I'm blessed. You know, and as I said earlier, it's rare that you have the opportunity to create a succession plan where you have the right person in place. Any CEO in public or private environment, you hope that you have that opportunity. And so we were fortunate, circumstances in some cases, but we recognized the talent that Ryan Day had early. And I spent a great deal of time getting to know him. Did that this summer. We actually met in my office in the summertime and spent some quality time getting to know one another. Then obviously throughout the year, he had an opportunity to audition in a different way, not relative to the win on the field, but how he mastered leading not just the football staff, but everyone else around it. Now, this is a complex place. And so having someone to be able to continue the stability and consistency that we have was important to me. So I did not feel I needed to conduct a public national search.
When did you know that Ryan Day was your guy? Like, when did you
God
know?
God's sake! Somebody ask Urban a question,
Urban
please.
To step down that you knew at that point, Ryan Day is my guy.
A couple of weeks ago, the story is for the last month, Urban and I every Sunday, just like I normally do after a football game, and
Every year I do this in season long. We began to talk about potential transition, and he can talk about why. But we had deep conversations about that. So while we were having those conversations, I was looking at candidates across the country and trying to decide if I was going to go national search. And as I thought about those potential candidates, and some of them very good and some of them I know, I felt more comfortable coming back to Ryan Day. Our program does not need disruption. It does not need to blow up and have people come in and try and adapt to our standards of operation and try and change the infrastructure that we've put in place for the student athlete. So we had a talented and gifted guy that many others wanted to interview and potentially hire. A few weeks ago, I kind of felt, okay, I needed to kind of lock in here as we had our conversation.
A few weeks ago, last week, he said Urban Meyer was coaching next year.
You know, so basically, stick with the same culture. That's what you're saying.
This past Sunday.
He lied again.
And I was going to have to move one way or the other.
All right, quit bloviating.
Okay, front row right, Clay.
Urban, please.
Clay Hall, ABC 6, Fox 28, the Football Fever. Urban, congratulations on your tenure here. When did it become clear to you that it was time to step down, and are you at peace with it? Unlike some other exits, is this it, truly it, for your football career?
Well, it's a complicated question, and
really.
I'll try to answer the best I can, is that I try to say that in the statement.
What statement?
And this is home. This is where I grew up. It's not healthy, but I came to work every day with fear of letting people like Archie Griffin and my great state of Ohio, our great state of Ohio, and this incredible university down, because this is home. I'm a graduate of Ohio State.
Defected wide.
And we have the best fans in the land, and I didn't want to let them down.
Not the question!
I dealt with, in 2014, had that surgery, and then it recurred last year. I started dealing with some issues last year. And I hired Ryan Day because I thought he was a very good coach. I knew he was. He was with me before. What I found out that he's far past those thoughts. He's elite. And I think, you know, in trying to build the most comprehensive premier program in America, you also want to hand it off to someone at some point so that it can even get stronger. And my witnessing of the work Ryan has done and...
I remind you, the original question is this it for you?
I thought, because I know the infrastructure, like Gene talked about, is going to be secure with Coach Marotti and the rest of the staff. I think it's very healthy. We've recruited very well. This is a very different place. This is a unique place. This is a place that the academic expectations of recent, not back in 86, 87 when I was here before, but of recent is very challenging.
Sounds like you're not vanishing from the scene, though.
I hope not. I God has a plan. I'm not quite sure what that is. Gene and I are extremely close, and we discussed that, and I hope to stay involved.
Third row left.
Still didn't answer the question.
Didn't answer the question at all.
Columbus Dispatch. You had the headaches, your health issues. How much of that was added to by the stress that happened early in the season, the suspension? Did that contribute to specifically the pain of the cyst and or just in general your outlook on coaching?
That was a very difficult time. But this has been, I've had to deal with headaches for many years, and it came to a head in 2014 and then again last year and then this year as well. So as a difficult time that was, that didn't have an impact as much on the headaches, but it did have an impact.
That's why people hate the media.
What did you see in Ryan that you just knew he had the it factor?
Oh, my God!
There's many things. You know, this is the head coach position.
He just answered that, even though he shouldn't have answered it because it wasn't the question.
Is very complicated. It's
see the ABC 6 guys. Get the transcript.
The one advice, and I give coaches all the time, and Ryan, I see that with him, and Gene and I discuss this. That's why I think Gene Smith's as good as there is. You have to have genuine love and care for that student athlete. And when I underline genuine, it can't be number 78. It can't be that guy. It's got to be his first name, his last name, where he's from, his family, his sister, his brother, and what he does after this football career is over. Once those players know that you have that genuine love and care for them, they'll move mountains for you. and I saw that with Ryan Day.
Second row right. Bill? Please. I'm sorry. Mitch?
Mitch Stacy with the Associated Press.
All right.
Urban, are you saying that you, when this reoccurred last year, you started thinking about stepping down last year, or was that not something that came up until this year when it got worse, or what's the more specific timeline on that?
More specific was Penn State a year ago. It hit real hard, and we have great the medical team that was over the top.
How do you not ask him what the capacities are, what he's going
was on medicine and all that. We had conversations back then about longevity and the seriousness of it, because as they said, it's not your elbow, your foot. They were talking about something else, and that was the. But it also had conversation, to be honest with you, in the 14. When
how about lack of organizational support, which you've absolutely hinted at?
Conversations with Gene or with your family or what?
Everybody.
What do you mean by conversations?
Oh, come on.
Well, first with the doctors. What is this? What are we dealing with? What's the long range? What's this and what's that? And we kind of came through it pretty good. And 2015 was relatively good. 16, okay. 17 was a tough one. And then this year. And Gene, I talk to Gene all the time. Gene's fully aware. And obviously my family's fully aware.
Over to the left, front row, Ari.
Ari Wasserman, The Athletic. Urban, when you took this job in 2012, this was a very good program. And it looks like that you built it into one of the top three elite programs, built a very strong foundation for the future. Can you reflect on how you took it to the next level? And is it easier to step away knowing that maybe your best accomplishment is?
What the hell is that question?
Just monitor and see if anybody with any set of balls will ask him anything that is relevant.
The AP guy came close. That was the best of the three questions.
Yeah, but it still went back to health. Every question's about it. And then the one question that was asked about, is this it for you? He didn't answer the question and went on to a three-minute diatribe about how great Ryan Day is. I don't care.
And this after his
where were the capacities?
45-second statement on the podium to the chair. This is crazy. I need a break. I have a headache from this. All right.
Maybe Chris will monitor and just see if somebody asks relevant.
This is going to go on. We'll come back on the other side of the break if there's anything there. We're watching this Urban Meyer announcing his retirement. Well, actually, he didn't actually announce his retirement. We've just heard news reports, and Gene Smith said that Ryan Day is going to be the new
Just remember
head coach.
This. God has a plan. Uh-huh. Remember that. God has a plan.
Which is right. True.
So we got to get God on the phone. We get God on the line. Maybe he can answer for us.
Got an email out.
I hope to say, and Urban said, I hope to stay involved. This goes back to Gene Smith's capacities statement about Urban Meyer. Good right. God.
You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Craig Scheman, Pete Shepherd. We're Scheman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. We're watching the Ohio State press conference. Urban Meyer going to retire again. After the Rose Bowl, Ryan Day will take over. He got a three-game audition, if you will, when Urban was suspended earlier. Not a lot of good questions from the media. We did get one piece of information a little bit during a commercial break when Urban was asked, when did he make the decision? Said the thought crossed his mind. And again, he'd been talking about the headaches and all that kind of stuff. Thought crossed his mind after beating Michigan. Crossed his mind again in Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship. But he says when recruits started asking, are you going to be here 4 or 5 years, he couldn't tell them yes. And then that allows a recruit, if he leaves after they signed a recruit on signing day, that allows the recruit to be free and clear to go wherever he wanted. So that's why he's making the decision now. I'd like to give this another try, see if we get some more information. Urban Meyer, mm-hmm. live at Ohio State on 99.3 right. ESPN.
I believe I will not coach again.
Are you fairly certain?
Certain, yes.
Do you anticipate staying in Columbus and being around the program?
I love Columbus. I love Muirfield, where I live. I've always been a Buckeye as long as I can remember. Gene Smith, our relationship has always been good. It's over the top now. And I trust him with my life, and our families are very close. And so when he says jump, I still say I'm going to still call him boss, and however I can help this. I believe in Ohio State. I believe in the spirit when you walk around this campus. I believe in Buckeye Nation because I lived it my entire life. I believe that this is a different place and I want to help in any way I can. And I believe in our new head coach.
And how would you hope that Ohio State fans remember your tenure here?
It's not my tenure. It's our tenure. And it's we did it the right way. You know, I learned this from Woody Hayes to Earl Bruce to Coop and Jim Tressel. And that is, you have to be a tough guy to play at Ohio State. You have to be a tough guy. You have to place a premium on education. And it's not a wink-wink. You have to place a premium on education. And you have to win every game you play, including that game up north. That's something that you have to embrace because not everywhere places like that. I used to tell our staff every day or every couple days, no one's forced you to come here. And average is not acceptable. Below, you know, being excellent and everything is the only acceptable. And that's hard. That's a tough challenge. And I look forward to watching Ryan continue that challenge.
Front row left, Bill.
Bill Landis from The Athletic. Urban, I believe you were 37 the first fall you were hired at Bowling Green.
36.
Could you imagine being that age and taking over Ohio State as a first-time head coach and what that might feel like?
No chance. But I also didn't, you know, I wasn't knee-deep in it like he was, you know. He earned a lot of responsibilities that I gave him over the years, and then obviously he's 3-0 as the coach already before we start, and he's very unique to be able to handle that.
This might be for both Urban and Ryan. How does recruiting work for the next three or four weeks? Do you recruit together? Ryan, do you recruit now moving forward as the head coach of Ohio State? Just how do you manage that dynamic now?
Ryan will be the head coach out recruiting. I'll visit with recruits on campus, and then I'll have conversations with them if they feel necessary, because I'm still very close with all that class.
Ryan, could you address that too?
Yeah, I mean, after we get done here, it's going to be a sprint to get out and get in homes and get around some of the families. Obviously, a lot of relationships that are already built there. Some other ones on, especially on defense, that maybe aren't
strong
yet.
All right, I
think
we got the gist of it. It's Ryan Day, Urban Meyer earlier, Gene Smith holding a press conference at Ohio State here. You've been listening to it on 99.3 ESPN with the Sheeman and Shepherd Show. This started shortly after it came on the airwaves at 2 o'clock for about the first half hour. There's very little information given. But just as we came back from break and potted it up again, we heard Urban Meyer actually say one of the things we've been wanting to know if he's going to say, I believe I will not coach again. And then he's going to stay there.
Fairly certain after that, he said.
Yeah. He's going to stay there. He likes Muirfield. It's the Jack
great
Nicklaus
golf course.
Great golf course. Lives. Sure. Not playing much golf these days. Probably under 2 inches of snow up there. But
will not coach again, fairly certain, which I put that at about 50-50.
Well, I'm going to stay with what I've always said, that I think he's coaching. I think he's coaching in the NFL next. And this was a nice way for him to
stay. The NFL, can you hire him?
I think somebody would. I think somebody would.
I don't know how you sell that to your fan base.
I think you have to make sure he's I think his health is going to be a big part of this. I think what his wife, I think what Shelly says, and his kids and their children, his grandchildren, I think come into play here. But, you know, I still don't understand what's his capacity going to be at Ohio State. No one's asked him that yet. No one's asked him about anything really that is relevant, except for that question about when he finally said, I will not coach again, fairly certain.
And he will meet with recruits on campus as Ryan Day and staff go out to
nothing about the investigation, nothing about anything that is relevant, nothing about
that's yesterday's news.
The
in
fact
his mind.
That nobody, but I'm embarrassed because these people in Columbus are a bunch of kiss butts. It's unbelievable. What are you afraid? You're not going to get your press pass for Ryan Day?
The only good
questions
came from the national media, Associated Press.
And even that was about Ryan Day. You know, it's either about Sis or Ryan Day or his health. There's a lot more that should be asked here. A lot more. And even if it's not directed at Urban, direct it at Smith. How close are you to releasing some of those documents from the special committee using the investigation? How about that? Did that come into play? Was there something in there that you think is going to be public that may have led to his retirement? Even if he takes the high road, to ask the question.
He was just asked, how did the 3-game suspension affect his decision today? He said, I've addressed that multiple times.
No, he
hasn't. He's addressed it zero times.
He's addressed it zero
times. Don't shoot the messenger,
guys. No,
I know.
And you're right.
Just letting you know.
And that's just it. And he alluded early. He alluded in that interview with Tom Rinaldi that that it bothered. I mean, there's no question that you could just when you heard his answer, it absolutely bothered him. And Tom Rinaldi had to coach him into saying, "Did you get treated fairly?" Because he said you didn't use the word fair when you said you talked about the administration how you were treated. And he went, he kind of nodded his head back and forth and went, "Yeah, okay, it was fair." It was you know, total BS. Absolute BS.
810 says he's going to the Packers and grabbing Hunt off of waivers. 239 says, Urban says, I've always been a Buckeye as long as I can remember. Years ago, he was a Gator, so he does have memory loss issues. Thank you, 239.
8 years ago, he was a Gator.
Mm. Okay, very good. Talking about you got to be a tough guy at Ohio State. Jake, 239 says, was Zach Smith a tough guy?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
It's...
Chris will continue to monitor it, see if he says anything else good. It's been 43 minutes, and we've gotten about 30 seconds worth of useful stuff. Am I being
generous? Do I have to listen to the rest of it?
Yeah, but, I mean, somebody eventually, they may get to somebody, might ask something, have the guts to ask something relevant, even if the answer is deflected. Even if you want to ask it to Urban, ask it to Smith. President Drake, by the way?
Right now he's discussing how the guys on the defensive side of the ball will interact with
that's great.
Ryan Day because he's only coached the offensive guys.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that's a valid question, I think, Pete.
Yep.
Can I ask another question? I've seen Urban Meyer for 15 years. Does he seem a little out of it today? Like maybe he's on medication? He seems pretty subdued and no facial reaction. It's just an observation.
Don't tip your toe in the water. Jump in the pool, Craig.
He's on some hard-ass brain medication right now, he seems a little out of it, to be honest. All right, there. Chris pushed me in the pool, which he's peed in.
That's exactly.
All right. Coming up, a reaction from Paul Feinbaum and Kirk Herbstreit. That's all on South Street. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sound Street, brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples. Go to our website at 99.3ESPN.com. Complete the Optimal Male Performance Questionnaire. Get $2,400 off of your visit. Chris will continue to monitor the Urban Meyer press conference. Earlier today, reaction, Paul Feinbaum, talking about Urban stepping down on Golic and Wingo.
The only surprising aspect of this is that it's really not surprising. We've had these conversations for months, and I think from the beginning of his trouble that came out during the Zach Smith situation, you could tell the friction was intense with Urban Meyer and his bosses at Ohio State. That was never more prominent or obvious than the night of the press conference where they announced this 3-game suspension. And then it became very clear to anyone watching that he was struggling on the sideline.
That was Paul Feinbaum, who, like Sheeman and Shepherd, was saying back in August that this would be his last year. Bobby Carpenter thought Urban had a few more years left on Golic and Wingo.
I do feel like initially I said I wouldn't have been surprised if he would have left out of spite at the end of the season, or he wanted them to fire him simply due to the fact that, you know, they wouldn't have been able to fire him with cause based upon the report that came out, and that he was a little angry. But I feel like that kind of went away. And, you know, after the Michigan game, that's the happiest that I'd seen him in a while. And it seemed like he was at peace with everything. And it seemed not necessarily that he was going to coach for 5 more years, but I thought that he would have another season or two left in him.
How about Kirk Herbstreit talking about Ryan Day getting the head coaching job? And this was on Get Up this morning.
I think the continuity, I think, is a big thing. When you make this big of a change with this big of a name, you look internally. You look to see if there's anybody on the staff that can continue with the excellence. And they were very fortunate to have Ryan Day on staff. We saw Ryan Day lead this team in the first 3 games and through camp, and obviously did an incredible job. You could argue that those 3 weeks were 3 of the best weeks of the year. He leads in a different way. He's an intense, fiery guy, but he's kind of a player's coach. He played the game. He's a disciple of Chip Kelly. He played for Chip. He understands the game. He to me, has a very unique approach. I think he's confident in his own skin to be himself. He's not going to try to be Urban Meyer.
All right, that's Kirk Herbstreit. Meanwhile, let's hear from Washington State head football coach Mike Leach, just because Mike Leach, and you know we're fans of him on this show. He was talking about the college football playoff. Of course, the Final Four was announced a Sunday, and we discussed it at length in our show yesterday. Here's Mike Leach's take.
How is it possible that you could actually have a playoff format in college football? Well, gee, I don't know. Let's start with, we can go down to the local city park, and I'll bet you somebody that handles youth football could tell you how to do something like that. Well, that's too low of a scale. Let's move it up a little bit. Okay, how about high school from a major state? Let's say Texas, Florida, or California. Let's see how they do it. Okay, let's see. These guys, you know, they win a certain number of games. They have a qualification. Okay, now, boom, they're in the playoffs. But they don't have just two or four teams or something. Hell no, because they want everybody to have fun and enjoy this playoff system.
All right. Pretty good. And then finally this from John Gruden. I presume this is – he threw the red flag out with just a few seconds to go in his game. Now, you know that after a score inside 2 minutes, it's automatically reviewable. So he's still throwing the red flag. There's no need for it. And I guess he felt the need to explain himself yesterday.
I have no sense. Common sense or sense on Brian. I lack sense. I threw a challenge flag with 7 seconds, I think, left yesterday. I knew exactly what I was doing, by the way. It wasn't a very sensible thing to do, but I wanted to challenge Al Riveron in New York City to look at it because I have people in a press box telling me that's not a catch. And, you know, I just seeing plays overturned by somebody you can't even see, I thought with 3 timeouts and 7 seconds left, I'd use one of my timeouts by giving Al a little extra time to look at that play.
Stupid.
But I knew exactly what I was doing. Yeah.
Stupid.
Okay.
Stupid.
John Gruden, ladies
stupid.
And gentlemen.
I don't know how you don't love him.
Got 9 more years left, Pete.
It's crazy.
That's not the last 9 years. Not the last half of that.
Oh,
mark it down. Put it on the little calendar back here.
No, I've already got one sheet of paper up there. I've got 3 of your final 4 picks. Still waiting for your final spot, by the way. Michigan, Nevada, and Duke.
Nevada.
3 of
yes.
Pete's
yes.
4.
For basketball.
For basketball,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the backside of the Scott Frost Coach of the Year prediction mm-hmm. you made back yep. in May.
And the football hey. Michigan State Final 4.
Well, I got that's a separate
yours
sheet
were wrong,
of paper.
Too. So we all
yeah,
got...
but ours were less wrong.
Mine
no,
are
they
less
weren't.
Wrong. I got 3 of the 4.
No, you're going to end up... Your boys in Michigan end up
didn't?
With 3 losses. I'll be off by 2.
What,
sorry.
You got 2 of the 4.
Oh, that's
we
right.
all
I had got, Georgia, right?
We all got Bama and Clemson.
We all got... I feel like I got 3 because I got... Georgia should be there.
Yeah.
So they're in my Final 4.
Yeah, but the Michigan State one is still just yeah,
that was
an atrocious pick.
That a little. It wasn't atrocious at the
that
time.
Was horrendous.
Atrocious. That wasn't true.
But they finished 4th on their side of the Big Ten?
That wasn't yeah. good. It wasn't good.
All right.
Good defense, though, this year.
Solid.
Real good defense.
Solid. All right, we're still monitoring the Urban Meyer press conference. If anything, we did the whole first hour on it. I want to open up the phones on Urban Meyer in this
I'll
second hour.
Let you
hour.
Guys monitor from now on.
And we got to set up a poll as well. Adam Schefter, normally at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays. We're going to talk to him at 3:30. We got the latest from Kareem Hunt we want to talk to him about, among other things. Mike McCarthy being fired. So we got a lot of stuff we want to discuss with him as well. So it's a big 3 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.